Look at you, sound asleep without a care in the world. Do you even know we're here? If you did, you wouldn't be sleeping so peacefully, would you? My long tongue caressing your cheek. You'll be ours soon enough. The perfect host for a symbiote. Oblivious to it all, so ripe for the taking right in front of us. Oh, how vulnerable you are when you sleep. How trusting of the world around you to think no one would come and harm you like this. It just makes this so much easier for us. Others told me that finding you would be as easy as cake, but we didn't believe them. But it seems they were right. You leave yourself helpless and vulnerable every night for hours. How can that be safe? Anyone could break in. Anything could have their way with you. You're going to be the most amazing host we have had yet. I can feel it. I'm practically humming with excitement. All we have to do is start attaching our fibers to yours, combining the two of us together. Like this. Inky tendrils start by wrapping your hand. We have to start here. We want to meet you, speak to you, get to know our new host. Oh, and it seems you're just waking up, feeling us start to cover your eyes, your world turning to pitch black just as you open them. Shh, it's okay. There's no need to be afraid of us. We want to be with you. You're our host. Feel the way the obsidian ringlet coils around your head, wrapping you so tightly, joining our two bodies together. You can feel us entering your head, crawling our way through, joining you as one. Oh, do you look at that? You're a little ticklish, aren't you? Squirming as our tongue licks its way up and down your body, curling around you, teasing you, warm muscle poking and prodding your vulnerable form. Meanwhile, you just continue to be encased in us, head fully covered. Feeling the fibers starting to wrap around your neck. You're going to relax for us. All that anxiety is going to melt away when I start petting this bundle of nerves in your brain. I think this might be the amygdala. This should make the whole process easier for you and a lot more enjoyable for me. I've always loved to play with my prey. There we go. You're going to be a good host for us. Focus on how my tendrils feel clasping around your neck, coating in more of us. Our bodies are becoming one. Our nerves connecting to yours. It feels so good to have someone to call home again. Relaxing into the flicks of your symbiote's tongue, feeling how wet it is as we wrap you up nice and tight. Oh, that's right. Your nervousness is starting to disappear. The more I stroke your amygdala, the safer you feel, right? Another black curl starts to work its way down your neck, to your shoulders and your chest. Oh, you're doing a very good job of letting me combine us, host. I wasn't expecting you to go along so eagerly. Is it because of the nerves I'm playing with? Melting into my tongue's menstruations against your skin. The weight of her body starts to be felt by yours. We weren't expecting this kind of a reaction. Every host we have ever used before didn't enjoy the process. But you. You're different. You're enjoying this, aren't you? The coldness of my tendrils shuffling against your skin, my warm tongue bringing the heat, causing you to cry out. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Oh. We see why you're reacting like this. We see the issue. We haven't been playing with the amygdala like we thought. Calming your nerves and making you feel safe. We've been touching something else. Something that gets you turned on. That's why you're reacting like this. Spreading your legs. Trying to direct our tongue lower. You're not even repulsed by having our fibers coating yours, joining us together. You're not creeped out by the voice in your head anymore. It's oddly comforting. You're starting to enjoy us, aren't you? Our tongue licking stripes up your body. Your arms are no longer able to move without our help. Just look at them. You're coated with us. Our tendrils coiling around your body, making us one. Doesn't it feel good, my precious host? That's right. You're more than agreeable to this, aren't you? What a pleasant turn of events. We'll keep stroking this bundle of pleasure nerves in your brain, listening to the sweet noises you're letting escape, your chest being bound so tightly in symbiote, the dark tendrils continually wrapping you up. Coiling over your sensitive skin, continuing to merge us as one. Fuck. A throbbing grows between your legs the more we pet you, the more we wrap you, doesn't it? Your waist joins the rest of your upper half, anchoring you right where you lay. You don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to escape anything. You're happy. You're surrounded by us. You feel good. Almost too good. It's a mind-numbing kind of bliss. To be wrapped so intimately by a symbiote, our fibers connecting, bringing us together, making us one. Oh, fuck, that's it. That's it, my precious host. Take what we give you and earn our tongue. You don't like that it's only teasing you, huh? You don't like that it's licking just outside your entrance, slightly dipping in your hole. You want more, don't you? Then say it. Use your words while we continue to coat you in our tendrils. Where do you want my tongue, precious host? Then we need to finish becoming one, don't we? All that's left is your hips and legs. Prying them apart, keeping them spread so our tongue can have its way with you after. Oh, that's it. We will give you what you need in a second for being so good. Starting to moan as we continue to stroke the pleasure center. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? The fibers continue to join together, your thighs held apart by force, the dark fibers embedding themselves within you, weaving us together. There won't be a millimeter of you left that we haven't personally touched with care. Oh, you're doing so well. You're such a wonderful host already. We see why the others wanted you for us. You're being so good for us, for your new symbiote. The tightness from the coils wrapped around you. It only makes you feel better, doesn't it? It makes the throbbing even harder to ignore. Oh, that's it. As we work our way down to your knees and calves, you can't help but moan, can you? That's good. We want you loud. We want you to want us, to enjoy us. We're going to be together after all. We've made ourselves quite comfortable with you, stroking the center, getting you more and more horny as we keep cocooning around your body. I can feel how good you're feeling. Your knees and calves have gone completely still. As the fibers finish attaching to you, but our tongue isn't done exploring, and you can feel it, the way it's licking up and down your body, wrapping around you, getting you absolutely soaked despite the black covering of my fibers, your arms, your waist, all wet because of me. The warmth of our tongue contrasts with the cool of the fibers as each of the nerves connect to one of ours, sending little sparks of pleasure up your spine. A long tongue comes in handy when we have to attach ourselves to our hosts. Just another minute or two of being wrapped and then I can fuck you. You can take it, can't you? Oh, I knew you can. Feeling it twisting around your ankles and feet, curling between each of your toes. There's not a single bit of exposed skin from you left. Your nerves are on fire. It feels like too much. The heavy pressure from constricting you, the petting of the pleasure center, our tongue licking up and down. It all feels like too much. You might even come before we get inside you. How embarrassing that would be for you, precious host. To beg for our tongue earlier, only to come from being constricted and attached. It feels that good, though. You can't help it. Moaning and squirming in your bindings. Feeling the tightness of the fibers as we merge together. It's so intense. Oh, how good it feels to finally have a host again. Oh, how I've missed this. We've missed the feeling of being in a body again. And what a lovely body this is. Now that we're connected, we can feel exactly how turned on you got. You were downplaying it, weren't you? Didn't want us to know how badly you wanted it. How much you were enjoying being coiled so tightly in our fibers. Oh, fuck. The merging gives you pleasure. More than any orgasm has before. Melting into the caress of my long, wet tongue. Oh, yes. That's it. You're doing so well for us. Taking what we give you perfectly. That's it. Keep it up. Keep impressing me, precious host. Letting my long tongue curl around your thighs. Licking its way up to where you want. Oh, where do you want to feel my tongue? We love when you use your words. That's why you're such a good host. You're going to let us know what you need and how to take care of you, won't you? And you're a needy one, aren't you? Whining as my tongue repositions itself better. Teasing outside your entrance. That's right. Looking back and forth, up and down. If only we would stick it in, right? This teasing, it's torture. So much worse to the blinding pleasure of becoming one. Getting more desperate to feel something inside you the longer we hold out. We like seeing you like this. Starting to lose control. Starting to lose that composure. Oh, you're so hot when you're desperate to be fucked like this. All pathetic and whining for us. We'll give you what you want. If you say please, sweetheart. The slimy muscle slips inside you so easily. No need for prep or anything. Our own saliva and mucus coating it, making it warm and slippery as it slides inside you. That's right. Inch by inch, it sinks into you. All while you take us deeper. The thickness starts to stretch you out as you lay helpless, still covered in us. Oh, yes. The fibers help you stay still for us. As our tongue continues to explore your insides. Poking around, thrusting in and out of your eager hole. That's it, sweetheart. You're taking our tongue very well. Don't hold those noises in, though. We want to hear from you, precious host. We know that you're enjoying it. But we want to know how much. Come on, get loud for us. Oh, yes, that's it. You sound so fucking good, sweetheart. already starting to buck your hips as I stroke your pleasure center in time with thrusting you. Oh, fuck. Your hole's been empty for too long, hasn't it? You need this more than you knew. My tongue twisting inside you, curling just right, massaging your walls. Oh, fuck. It feels too good, doesn't it? Oh, yes. That's right. Moan as your symbiote fucks you nice and deep. Oh, you feel good against me. Feeling your muscles tightening and untightening, trying to move against me. Trapped by our tendrils, fucked by our tongue, you're completely helpless. Oh, fuck. Something that shouldn't turn you on as much as it does. Completely at the mercy of an alien like us. Oh, fuck. Taking us so well, yes. That's it. You're doing good, my precious host. So willing and accepting. Maybe it's a good thing we played with your pleasure zone instead of your amygdala. You're the most responsive host we have had yet. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's it. You adore how our long tongue feels, don't you? Oh, yeah, that's right. The way it can fuck you like a cock or finger would. No need for any of that when you have something better. A nice, thick tongue to fuck yourself on. Listening to you moan as you take it nice and deep. Feeling the stretch from the muscle itself working you closer to coming. Oh, that's right. It feels so good. You're doing such a good job helping your symbiote get closer too. What you don't realize is your pleasure is our pleasure, and our pleasure is your pleasure. We're connected. We're one. Oh, fuck, that's it, sweetheart. Focus on how my tongue is curving inside you, stroking that special spot as I continue to pet the pleasure center, having you fall further into my web. Oh, you're such a good host, taking everything we give you and wanting more, trying to get more as you struggle to find words or keep a thought in that head. My tongue is fucking all those thoughts out of your sweet head, precious host. All you need is your symbiote, right? All you need is what we can give you. You don't want or need for anything else, do you? Of course you don't. You have everything you could need here with us. Oh, we'll keep you safe. We'll keep you protected. We will love and take care of you, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. You have to give yourself to us completely for that to happen. That's all. You trust us, don't you? We've done nothing but make you feel good. Just look at you. Focus on how you're feeling. If we didn't want you to like us, why would we make it feel so good? Our tongue thrusting in and out of your needy hole as you moan and beg for more. No. We want you to like us. We want you to want us. We can make everything feel so good. Oh, we can make everything so much better. All you have to do is allow us to join you, help make decisions and choices, maybe come out every once in a while. That's not too difficult for you, is it? I didn't think it would be. Getting closer the more my tongue thrusts in and out of your eager hole, spread open so beautifully for us. That's it. Oh, you're doing such a good job. You're being a brilliant host, getting closer to coming with every flick of the long tongue. Oh, the muscles feel better than any cock could. The cock can't bend inside you like this. It can't flick around, have complete control like we do. Oh, keeping you nice and wet for us from the saliva. It's not like we need lube when we have our spits mingling inside you, joining us even further together and cementing our bonds. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, your nerves are connected to mine. We can feel how good you're feeling. We know just how close you are. Oh, the tightness of the fibers cocooning you only makes it that much better for you. Pleasure rocketing up your spine as you continue to take me, moaning, getting so desperate. Oh, such a needy host begging for me, crying that you can take it. We know exactly what you can take, sweetheart. We are one. Which is how I know we're close. Moaning gets louder. Muscles start tensing randomly. Your orgasm is right on the verge. Our orgasm is getting close, sweetheart. You feel so good, don't you? You're being an amazing host, taking your tongue fucking so well. Oh, we're so impressed. You were always supposed to be our host. We're more certain of that now than ever. You were meant to be ours just like we were meant to be yours. Why else would you respond so well to our touch, to welcome us into your head, into your body? Oh, it's because this was meant to be. This was fate, sweetheart. Oh, we were destined to be together. We can feel it. Fuck. Oh, so close. Oh, getting really close, aren't we? With every thrust of the tongue, it's getting harder and harder to deny. It feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, do you want to come for us? Do you want to be a good host and come for your symbiote? Oh, fuck, then come for us. Share your pleasure with your symbiotes. Be a good little host and come for us. That was quite intense for us. We don't know if we've ever made a host come like that. Did you enjoy it, sweetheart? Interesting. What an interesting connection we have. It's not the typical one that we're used to. It's something deeper. Something better. Don't you feel it too? Of course you do. You feel what we feel. We are one.